From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of Franz Joseph Haydn. We'll hear his Symphony 101 in D major, often referred to as the clock because of the ticking nature of the second movement. The work completed in either 1793 or 1794. It's one of Haydn's London symphonies, as he composed the work for his second visit to the English capital. After hearing one of his pieces performed by a 300-piece orchestra, Haydn composed this symphony with the grandeur of a large-scale orchestra in mind. And the work was premiered by a 60-person orchestra, each performer selected by the composer himself. The work is in four movements. This performance, given by the National Orchestra of the French Radio, was recorded in 1957 and is conducted by Igor Markovich.
Thank you.
Symphony 101 in D major of Franz Joseph Haydn, The Clock, as performed by the National Orchestra of the French Radio, conducted by Igor Markevich, from a 1957 Columbia LP containing Symphonies 101 and 102 of Franz Joseph Haydn. Up next, we have music of the Georgian composer Vakhtang Kakidze. So obviously, when I say Georgian, I'm referring to the Central Asian Republic of Georgia, not the American state. He was born in Tbilisi in 1959, and he is not only a composer, but also an accomplished pianist and conductor in his own right, having conducted the Tbilisi Symphony Orchestra since 1993. We'll hear one of his earliest compositions, his Piano Concerto, which was composed in 1980, during his fourth year of studies at the Moscow Conservatory. As such, the piece won first prize that year in the USSR Young Composers Competition, as Georgia was still a Soviet republic at the time. The work is in three movements, but is designed to be performed non-stop, without breaks between the movements. The composer himself is at the piano with the Tbilisi Symphony Orchestra. This time, however, the conductor is not the composer, but rather his father, the accomplished conductor Jansuk Kakidze.
Thank you.
music of Vakhtang Kikidze, his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra in C Major from 1980, a three-movement piece designed to be performed without pauses between movements. The composer himself, at the piano with the Tbilisi Symphony Orchestra, conducted by his father, Jansuk Kikidze. From a 2017 Kugate Classics compact disc containing three Kikidze compositions, the piano concerto that we just listened to, also his Amazons suite inspired by the ballet Amazons, and Conjugations for Symphony Orchestra. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed program playlists, as well as streaming audio of this and previous episodes, by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Classics and Beyond program number 1716. We'll turn to some music for the classical guitar to conclude the hour, and two pieces from Spanish composers performed by the German guitarist Friedemann Wuttke. We'll listen first to Introduction and Variations on a Theme by Mozart in E Major, Opus 9, from Fernando Sur, and then from Isaac Albeniz, we'll hear the Leyenda movement from his Suite Española No. 5, Asturias.
Thank you.
Two pieces for classical guitar, performed by Friedemann Wuttke, an accomplished German guitarist, as part of a recital given in Stuttgart, Germany. We heard music of Ferdinando Suhr, his introduction and variations on a theme by Mozart in E major, opus 9, and from Isaac Albéniz, Leyenda, or Legend, from his Suite Española No. 5, Asturias. From a 2015 Hensler Profil compact disc, the album Kontrast, K-O-N-T-R-A-S-T-E, Friedemann Wuttke solo works. Other composers represented in this recital include Mozart, Granados, and Villalobos. If you enjoy classical guitar music, as I do, definitely consider acquiring this release. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.